Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Did you know that some medical devices use artificial intelligence? Well, this week, the Food and Drug Administration issued new recommendations for approving software changes for those without requiring manufacturers to jump through as many hoops. Axios reporter Maya Goldman is with us now. Maya focuses on health policy issues in Congress and federal agencies. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Great to be here.
Let's start out with just in general, maybe what you are hearing about in terms of growth in AI devices in the medical field.
Yeah, so it's a huge area of growth right now, for sure. AI in general, we know in all areas of our lives is kind of exploding right now, but definitely in medical devices as well. And it's actually something that's been around for a long time in medical devices. The FDA, I think, approved the first AI-enabled device in 1995. But they're definitely ramping up approvals of these kinds of devices. And as of August, there were 950 AI-enabled medical devices that the FDA had approved.
Wow. I think that will be news to people that it's been in the medical field for so long. So at this point, what prompted the FDA to look at this issue now?
Yeah. So this is... what's really interesting to me is that all these AI-enabled medical devices use AI, but none of that is generative AI. The FDA has not yet approved any medical devices that use generative AI, which is AI that, you know, is constantly growing and using its algorithms to change the medical device and the way that it works. And that's something that has a lot of promise for healthcare, because when you can constantly change, you can constantly improve. But that's also, as you can imagine, makes it much harder to for the FDA to regulate, because you don't necessarily know how the device is going to change. So what this guidance does, these are non-binding recommendations, but they sort of outline how medical device manufacturers can submit a plan to the FDA that kind of goes over the changes that could happen and the way that the device manufacturer is going to monitor the changes. And they can submit that with their original application for the device, and FDA can take a look at that and then approve the plan overall and allow the medical device to sort of make certain changes without getting an additional approval every time there's a change.
Maya, I have to think of, for example, our own smartphones and how often, you know, the software is updated on those. So I'm imagining that it's been a pretty cumbersome process for these manufacturers every time they want to update their software to send that through the process with the FDA.
Yeah, I would definitely imagine that too. I was trying to find data on how often manufacturers submit change requests based on AI, and I couldn't find that data, but it would be very interesting to see. I'm sure it's a really difficult process, and this could make it a lot easier.
Now, how does the public benefit from this? Because I'm sure hearing this and in all the stories we've had about AI right now, people are thinking, well, I really might want this to go through more layers of certification before it's used on me.
Yeah. So I think the benefit is that generative AI and machine learning has the potential to improve healthcare by ingesting real-world data and adapting it to new circumstances in real time, so it can constantly be improving and theoretically constantly, you know, becoming better at monitoring your health or improving your health. But, you know, it's not foolproof, and we know that AI can take on a mind of its own and ingest bad data, and there are definitely, you know, things to be concerned about, but I think device manufacturers and FDA are hoping that this new process that FDA has outlined will minimize the risk.
You mentioned these are recommendations. Could regulators require more if they determine it's necessary?
And that's a good question, and I don't know the answer to that definitively, but my guess would be that that's something that Congress would need to weigh in on.
For you, you know, what are your questions going forward with this as you cover these issues very closely?
I'm definitely curious to see how the applications for, you know, generative AI medical devices change, if that's something that we see an immediate big spike in, or if it takes a while for device manufacturers to come to the table with those, and then how the plans actually work once FDA has approved them and what we see in practice.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.